Ed, you know I'm going to...
What are you
going
to do?
New Orleans tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So I brought my one connection to New Orleans on the phone right now. Croger, are you there?
I am. Hi.
This is my Uncle Croger. You've heard a lot about him, right, Ed?
Hey, Uncle Croger. Yeah, I have heard a lot about Uncle Croger, actually. So, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Croger is, for our listeners who aren't familiar, he's responsible for putting me on the right path musically. I was listening to Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, all that, you know, BS, pop. Britney Spears. Big fan of Britney Spears.
I still am.
And when I was like, 10 years old, I was visiting Croger. And just a little background, he grew up in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He met my aunt out here, and they moved to Utah together. So I would go visit them. He introduced me to Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
And it was all over.
Thank you, Croger.
Hey, you're very welcome. Ironically, on a side note, Britney Spears is from Louisiana.
Yes, she is. And by the way, I dated Britney Spears. I should say that now. I dated her. I didn't want to. It was just my turn.
hey, Croger, are you on speaker?
I am not.
Okay, good. You sound okay. I think you're fine.
He sounds fine, man. He's in Louisiana.
No, he's not. He's in Utah.
Oh, that's right. You're in Louisiana.
So a little, I'm just gonna give a little bit more background and context. Croger also is the one who told me not to cut my hair and not to stop playing guitar.
I
was the little 13-year-old punk at all the family gatherings with the guitar and the long hair, and he said, you never know where that guitar is going to take you. He grew up in New Orleans, and he, like I said, and so he has this culture behind him. He loves music. Croger, you also introduced me to probably my favorite song of all time, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Little Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that's not to take anything away from Eric Clapton or Jimi Hendrix. But boy, Stevie Ray Vaughan really nailed it.
Yeah.
He did my favorite version. So.
Yeah, we're in a total agreement there. Yeah, not to take anything away from those other great artists, but he absolutely nailed it. Good call.
So when I was 14, you introduced me to that, and I probably listened to it every day for most of my high school career. And so I'm giving you a call today just because I feel like it's time our listeners met you, because I talk about you and your influence all the time. But also, I'm going to New Orleans tomorrow to stay with your best friend, Marcus.
Hey, tell him I say, ¿cómo se va?
Will do. Do you have any recommendations for Arena and I while we're out there?
You've got to go to Central Grocery. It's a tiny little itty-bitty grocery store that is completely unrecognizable. They have the best michelada on the planet. Please, you have to stroll along the Riverwalk. That's the real stuff that you want to do. You know, Bourbon Street's really neat and all, but that's not truly what New Orleans is about. That's a very old city with amazing architecture and culture. I mean, like no other.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
And Bourbon Street smells a little bit. It's a little on the stinky side as you walk down Bourbon Street, yeah? People have spilled a beer or two on the sidewalk.
Not a little bit. A whole lot. it's something else. Ed, let me tell you, when I was a 15-year-old, I used to love to walk up and down Bourbon Street, you know?
I bet.
When I go there as an adult male, I avoid it, and I go for the Preservation Hall. And you've got to go there, Zach. It's nothing but music. It's a bar that doesn't serve alcohol. There's no place to sit. They invite you in. You get to listen to three songs, and they kick you out.
Preservation Hall. I heard Dr. John do a song with them once, actually, with the Preservation Hall All-Star Band. Dr. John is also somebody you introduced me to, and he's still alive and kicking out there.
He is the epitome of New Orleans culture. He's got it. He's unmistakable. You can hear the way he talks, everything. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he was deep.
Make food a high priority because, you know, people in the United States, they eat to live. People in New Orleans, people in Louisiana, they live to eat.
Yes. I'll get some, is it crawfish?
Yeah.
Crawfish, yes.
So Marcus, you know, he'll take good care of us. He'll let us know all the local spots, but we will be, you know, keeping you in our thoughts. And one of these days, we're going to go to the Jazz and Blues Heritage Festival together.
It is the one thing that you have to do. If you're going to New Orleans, at one point in your life, you have to go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Bigger, not bigger than Mardi Gras, but much better than Mardi Gras. Real culture, real food, real flavor of the city. Fantastic.
Awesome. Croger, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, one song. You tell. I've got all these songs that I want to play right now, but I'm gonna like that remind me of you. We could go Dr. John. We could go Little Wing. We could go anything. You pick a song so I can play it right now.
Okay, well, if your audience is upbeat and lively, please do Little Wing. And if they want something a little more mellow, maybe Riviera Paradise, and stick with the Stevie Ray Vaughan theme.
Yeah, you've got some fine choices there, Croger. Fine choices, man. I can see why Zach turned out the way he did, and I mean that in a good way, actually.
Good. I'm glad he didn't put that guitar down. I'm really glad he didn't put that guitar down.
All of us are.
Honestly, thank you for. Always encouraging me and never letting me put it down.
You're welcome. I'm proud of you, Jack. Take care of yourself.
I love you. Here's Little Wing for you, Croger.
All right, Croger.
Love you, bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.